Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas State Fair has a new boss, Robin Jennison, named general manager.
Two.
Hugh Nix wants a recount in primary vote against Sedgwick County Commissioner Richard Ransall.
One.
Collier concedes. Republican Chris Kobach faces Democrat Laura Kelly and independent Greg Orman in the Kansas governor race. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Get a traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. We just had a traffic tracker give us a call and told me that there is a traffic wreck in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg, just west of 119th West. Looks like somebody rear-ended someone else, and it's causing a traffic tie-up right there.
Yeah.
And we had a school bus break down on westbound K-96 heading to northbound I-135 and got a team of mechanics on the way to get that school bus back up and running here on the first full day of school. It's a traffic update here with Steve and Ted.
It takes a whole team. They can't just send one guy out there.
Well, maybe I was embellishing things. I don't know whether it's a team or it's just one person.
I just see a lot of guys with a lot of tools going out there to help out. Then. All right, mostly sunny today with a 10%.
I'm envisioning Manny Moe and Jack all showing up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Most this thing fixed.
Mostly sunny today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 85 degrees. Partly cloudy, 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low is 68. Thursday, 20% chance for rain. And tomorrow's high, 89 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and 71 degrees. Picture yourself in a hat and see what a hat can do for you. Whether it's for sun protection or the strong Kansas wind, Hatman Jacks has something for you. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Stocks finished the day in the green Tuesday.
Stocks on Wall Street gained across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 112 points at 25,299. The S&P 500 gained 18 at 2839. And the Nasdaq Composite up 51 at 7870. We saw about each of the indices up about half of 1%. Financials showed some up arrows today, though they've been down for the month of August. Less concern about the Turkish lira and more focus on earnings. In fact, we saw Home Depot and Tapestry beat the street. We have three Dow components, 15 S&P 500 components reporting for this week, some of which will be some of the retailers, including Macy's, JCPenney, Nordstrom's, and Dillard's. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
New York City, the largest American market for Uber, is becoming the first U.S. city to regulate the growth of app-based rides. No new licenses will be granted for a year, with the expectation of wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Now, the legislation package also will allow the city to set a minimum wage for app-based drivers, a minimum wage. Proponents say those drivers and traditional cab drivers have been suffering. Of course, you go into a big city like New York, and there's an industry. The cab drivers there, that's a complete industry in that town. A lot of people driving cabs around there, and Uber, I'm sure, has been hurting their business. Ted, have you ever used Uber?
It's hurt them big
Uber?
Time.
Have you used Uber?
I never have.
I think my daughter and her family used that in Chicago when they were there. I'm not sure.
I know a ton of people do. I never have.
But when they were there, when they went to Chicago this summer, when they were there, they were close enough they could take the L over to Wrigley Field, which is, of course,
the overhead
train. And they did that, and it's part of the how you get around in a big city. You know, years and years ago, when I took my family to Washington, D.C., we had a cab ride from Reagan Airport into downtown. Actually, we stayed at a hotel just about four blocks from the White House. And we took the cab ride in, And then we took a cab ride. Later, we took it back to the airport. It was a different fare each time, even though you were going to the same destination. And I never could figure out how the fare for those cabs was figured in Washington, D.C. They had a chart there. And if you went through one section into this section, to the other section, there's some way they did it. And it was a complete mess. And I never understood that. You're in the nation's capital where things are never as they should be, I guess. But anyway, from the Reagan Airport down to the hotel was one fare. Then going back the other way, same route, was a different fare.
Uh-huh.
But
Who's getting screwed on that?
And and of course, the cab driver could barely speak English.
So. Right.
On the other hand, several years, this was like mid to late 80s. My wife and I and another couple went to San Francisco and took cabs.
They have a great public transportation system.
They had the BART. We didn't take the BART, but we took cabs several places we went, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
The fares weren't that high, and it was very economical.
Yeah, I was there trying to get around on public transportation there, and I bought like a one-day pass for like $4, and you could get on anything for free.
Yeah. My brother lived there for
it was fantastic.
My older brother Don lived there for years and years and years, and they had a place where they could park the car, but you couldn't park anywhere.
He
took the BART almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Work everywhere. Took the BART and didn't have any problems. All right. A little talking about public transportation here. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Talking about a local printing company that's closing its doors. Good morning, Bill. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it looks like the end of the line for a Wichita printing company. A company representative confirms that Printing Inc. will bring operations to an end on or around September 7th.
Also, President Brad Harrelson, who had been in charge of Printing Inc. since 2009, no longer there. The company operated at 344 North St. Francis. It's the first flight of its kind in Kansas. Kansas Department of Transportation flight Monday marked the first time an unmanned aircraft system, a drone, was flown beyond the sight of the operator. The flight was planned for Tuesday, but concerns about the weather moved the flight up to Monday. It was part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's UAS Integration Pilot Program. And a Wichita 40 Under 40 honoree started her own business. Jessica Oberwortman has created JF Marketing and Branding. Oberwortman is Director of Marketing Communications at Jayco General Contractor as well. Her new business will offer branding services along with social media and website development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, today is the first day of school for the public school students here in Wichita. And what was your experience? How many schools did you go to as you were growing up? I counted, Ted, six or eight, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Ted went to about three.
Yeah, three was mine. I went to an elementary school, junior high, and high school. That was it.
Wow. And they're in the Kansas City in, Overland Park, right?
Yeah, Shawnee Mission.
School
District, right.
And actually, I think you went to school with one of my cousins up there in high school, didn't
you? That's right. Jenny Korchek was a really neat girl and didn't know her very well, but she and I graduated together, same class.
It's a small world, isn't it? Huh?
It is. And I'd hate to paint it, though.
No, I would, too. And listen, God, that is so old. Listen, one of the things that, for me, and my brothers, of course, we did change schools several times in those formative years. And I don't know, it was traumatic as heck to walk into the schoolroom in the middle of the school year and be the new kid.
Right.
And if you ever had that experience, I can remember the teacher saying, boys and girls, here's a new student. His name is Stephen. And I was already, I was not a great-looking kid anyway. I was skinny.
Great.
And
Stephen. Here comes Stephen.
Yeah, kind of self-conscious anyway. So, but you know what? It teaches you to make friends in a hurry.
Sure.
Or else, you got to disarm them, get them out on the playground. I told them a few jokes, and it kept them from beating the snot out of me. So,
And generally, there's one or two kids who kind of take the new kid under their wing and help them out.
You're exactly right. On the first couple of days, I found a couple of people that became really, really good friends. So there's always somebody out there who's going to help you out in a bad situation, right?
You bet. Absolutely.
Today is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Mm.
I'm kind of neutral on lemon meringue. Now, yeah. What do you think about lemon meringue?
Well, not my favorite, but I like a good lemon meringue pie every once in a while.
Well, St. Shelley makes a lemon bar that's really tasty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I've had those lemon bars.
Yesterday we had the I brought some chocolate chip cookies in.
Don't be talking about those. You're getting me hungry again.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sorry. All right, first day of school, and behave yourself, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Everybody be careful.
Yeah. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, here in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on the Kansas race for governor. We're getting a little bit better picture now. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes away from our daily chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs training camp in 20 minutes.
Plus another highlight of the 8 o'clock hour, the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's on the Blur this morning?
Oh, we have plenty of interesting items to come your way in the Blur, and it's Elvis week, of course, and, you know, Steve gets into the proposal and all the things going on in ABC last night, so more and more exciting fun there. That's entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
Business updates provided by the Wichita Business Journal on KNSS, brought to you by Hinkle Law's Bankruptcy Team.
If you're having financial problems, before you get a title payday loan and pay almost 400% interest on borrowed money, see what Nick Grillett and Hinkle Law Firm's bankruptcy team can do for you. Call 267-2000 or click bankruptcywichita.com. We are a debt relief agency and help file for bankruptcy relief under the Bankruptcy Relief Code.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.